This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The virus hysteria and the deadly vaccines, where the disease is a lot better than the cure, is just one prong of the attack. The other prong is giant third world enslaved populations being brainwashed and weaponized against the West. Dan Lyman from EuropeWars.com joins us on the big reports of top French generals saying that civil war is imminent, that Islam is taking over. The government responded by saying, "We are Islam," literally. So that's coming up. Then we're going to continue after he leaves us with the incredible news of the Great Reset and some huge, big developments at the bottom of the hour. But first, I wanted to play a short clip from Tucker Carlson talking about UFOs. The UFOs we're seeing are man-made and are owned by different governments. And I can guarantee you from what I've seen, this is U.S., Russian, and Chinese-based systems. Here's the report.
On this story, we should have spent a lot more time, because this could be the most consequential thing to happen to this country, to this world, maybe ever. In June, the United States government is set to release a public report on everything it knows about UFOs. Lou Elizondo is the former head of the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program. He's been on the show a number of times. He just spoke to the New York Post about what that report will show. According to Elizondo, we will find an intelligence failure on the part of the U.S. intel community on the level of 9/11. Yeah, that's a problem. And too few have considered it from that perspective. Nick Pope is a former official from the U.K. and perfectly positioned to answer the obvious question, which is, why didn't we see this coming? He joins us now. Nick, thanks so much for coming on. I thought Lou made a very solid point, and I'm embarrassed I hadn't thought of it before, which is, this is, among other things, whatever these objects are, a potentially very grave threat to nation states. So where was the intelligence community in warning about this and learning more about it? Where were they?
Well, that has to be answered, absolutely. I mean, we are under siege. It's like there's a war of nerves going on. And if this was drones belonging to a foreign adversary, there would be an absolute outcry. And yet, the situation we're in, that we don't know what these things are, and they might even be extraterrestrial, that's worse. So I agree with Luis Elizondo on this. This is a potential catastrophic failure of intelligence. And if it happened because skeptical bureaucrats were just saying to themselves, it can't be, therefore it isn't, then there must be a reckoning.
So you say, and that is such a great point and nicely put, but you described it as a siege. Give our viewers who don't follow this topic closely a sense of the magnitude of data coming in about these encounters.
Yeah, I mean, this is absolutely extraordinary. And every day it seems like new information drops, things that the public and the media weren't told. So, for example, former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe just threw into the conversation the other day the fact that the satellite imagery of all this and some of the speeds being reported seem to blow the theory about foreign drones out of the water. We must be told what's going on here, and we should think of this upcoming report to Congress as an intelligence assessment of the phenomenon itself, and one that's long overdue.
There are a lot of these. This is not like, you know, some drunk guy in a rural road in northern New Hampshire saw something weird. I mean, this is the U.S. military regularly, very often, recording these objects.
Yes, absolutely. It's pilots, it's radar operators, it's satellite data, it's measurement and signature intelligence. There's such a lot of information now, so much that the U.S. Navy has instructions for its pilots on what to do if they encounter these things. Now, I think as we go into May, in the run-up to this report going to Congress, there's going to be a lot of things going on behind the scenes, a lot of politicking, jockeying for position, factions trying to to kind of have their say on this. I anticipate more leaks of information, photos, videos, documents. There's a lot more.
Yeah, absolutely. They are rolling it out everywhere that the aliens are getting ready to attack. They're definitely planning a fake staged alien invasion. They've seen documents on that 20, 30 years ago. They're definitely building to support something big. The globalists have a lot of hoaxes set.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the... All right, Dan Lyman is a great investigative journalist who lives in Europe, but he's an American. And he heads up several big websites. He's also the chief head and main reporter for EuropeWars.com. And he writes amazing investigative reports every day. He routinely goes out in the field to no-go zones, Antifa zones, Islamic zones, that are far worse than what you even see here in the United States. I'd say 50 times worse. Just incredible scenes. And so a whole list of top generals, former and some current, came out about a week ago and said, or a week and a half ago, and said, we're on the verge of total civil war. The Muslims are taking over. They're attacking the police. They're burning hundreds of cars a week, burning buildings, raping people. And a lot of French leaders have declared, no, we are under Islam. They actually support it. It's part of the cucking under the Great Reset, replacement migration. Macron has said they want 230 million North Africans and Middle Easterners to, quote, take over France alone. They officially said that. That's why they want 600 plus million people to come to the U.S. out of the U.N. replacement migration as well. And again, these are third world populations that the globalists have helped implode, that they then load up and bring in for total destabilization. And so it's a big deal to have the French military come out and say this. Macron has promised to punish them. Poll, majority of French agree with military generals that the country is heading towards civil war. A new poll has found the majority of French people support the sentiments expressed by, in a letter signed by active duty and retired members of the military that warned the country is heading towards a civil war caused by failed multiculturalism and attacks on French identity. 1,000 service members, including former and current top generals, you name it. So I wanted to get Dan Lyman on about that because we don't just have the globalists devaluing our currencies, opening our borders. We don't just have them creating fear over these exaggerated viruses and giving us poisonous vaccines that wound the population and further bankrupt things. But they're also really trying to cause a civil war. And in Europe and now in the U.S., if you criticize it, even they were trying to put Le Pen, who's a very popular woman. Her father was the leader, one of the main leaders over in France, trying to put her in prison for even talking about this. The ADL has said, arrest me for talking about it. If you say replacement migration, they want you arrested in America. They've called for my arrest. So this is just next level. And so all this is very, very serious. And then now they say, if you are against open borders and globalism, you're a white supremacist. And Biden said in his speech this last week, the joint address, not the State of the Union, everything's different now, you see. Can't say republic or you can't say union. He said, if you oppose me, you're a white supremacist, and we'll use the Pentagon on you. So this has reached purge level. It's not coming. We're already here. COVID is the martial law background, the excuse for being poor and not being able to leave your house. But Now they're going to bring in the next phase of this. Dan Lyman joins us to talk about these incredible developments. Dan, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. This is an incredible situation. I think a lot of people have been wondering what would happen in France, because they are kind of the furthest down the rabbit hole, so to speak, in terms of the amount of migrants that they brought in and the Islamization of the country. They have by far the largest Islamic population in all of Europe. So I think a lot of people have been looking to that country to see how that's going to play out and what will be done about that. And we eye France at InfoWars Europe every day, because to be honest, I could probably cover between 3 and 7 shocking stories of mob attacks, typically on police, that take place on basically a daily basis in France around the cities. And in general, I mean, most of the attacks are shocking, and they are executed by sometimes as many as 100 people at a time. And so we are watching the de-evolution of society there.
And all over the world, this is all Soros run. He's on record running it. So the police are never back when they're attacked. They're importing mobs that are protected. So the police are told, attack the yellow vests that are working class French, attack any nationalist groups. Same thing in the UK, same thing in the US. But then these Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and Islamic groups, they can literally burn, murder, do anything they want. Why is that?
That absolutely, that's true. You know, we've covered Yellow Vest a few times on the ground when that was really raging a couple of years ago. And what I noticed was, in general, Yellow Vesters are all, working class, middle class type folks who are there peacefully voicing their opposition to what's going on in their country. But it was almost always that the ne'er-do-wells who were using that as an opportunity to create chaos were either Antifa or migrants. And I witnessed a lot of that firsthand, especially after dark. I came upon multiple scenes where people had thrown Molotov cocktails into hotels and restaurants, and if the police were on hand and they managed to catch anyone, 9 times out of 10 it was migrants or Antifa-looking types. So they are using both of these basically paramilitary forces on the ground in France to wreak havoc, as they did, of course, on Saturday, May Day. They do that every year. It's basically baked into the system at this point that France will burn on May Day, and we cover that basically every year. It's nothing new, but this has become basically a daily occurrence now, depending on where you are in France at any given time.
And, of course, it's a pincer attack. For those who don't know who the Yellow Vests are, popping up 3-4 years ago, they're putting huge taxes on fuel, carbon taxes, huge taxes on fertilizer, carbon taxes, putting huge regulations on even organic farming to shut down production. The people are going bankrupt that have lived there since Cro-Magnon, literally in those French areas, and they even have the cave people going bankrupt. They're not even allowed to cook food. People who don't know that people have been living in caves for the 10,000 years, also in areas of France. They're being driven out by the Islamicists. And so where are Europeans supposed to go? Because we're being told that Europe's not even for Europeans anymore. Again, this is the globalist pincer attack, shutting off the food, shutting off the energy, then bringing in all these outside groups and playing us off against each other. What's the in-game stratagem of this pincer attack?
Well, I think the end game ultimately has always been civil war. But if you say that, or you hint at that, or you say what the root causes might be, then, of course, you get denounced as an extremist, far right, white supremacist, Nazi, blah, blah, blah. But, of course, I think what they really want is kind of a low energy civil war going on at all times in Europe to keep all the decent people, all the working class people, all the people who would really do care about their country, to keep them on their heels and afraid to say anything, and also afraid to leave their homes in many cases. You know, I'll say the first time that I was ever in Paris was in 2012, and I was a bit more naive at that time, and I found myself getting off the train into a no-go zone. There was not a single French appearing person in sight, and I was shocked at what I encountered. And every time that I've been back to Paris since, reluctantly, of course, I have found that the City of Light is degenerating at warp speed. It really is incredible. And everywhere you go in that city now is falling apart, of course. And the COVID situation and the lockdowns there have only made that worse.
And this is done by design. The globals control the printing presses. They control all the money. They want to depress things. This is a form of war. So no matter where you are in the world, where leftists and globalists run things, piles of feces, homeless, fentanyl, murder, rape, collapse towards a larger total civilizational collapse, where we then basically beg for total fascism and control. They admit that's really the model they're carrying out. And so France, what I've read, tourism's down before COVID more than 60%, now down over 90%. People are all going bankrupt. Well, that's the plan.
Oh, sure, absolutely. Tourism has been bombing in France for years, especially with all of the protests that were going on during the Yellow Vest era, because things were so tenuous there. I would say downright dangerous many of the times that I was there. I had to go there, you know, in a helmet and goggles and the whole deal. And even kind of on the sidelines as a reporter, things were pretty dicey. But, you know, it's really sad to see what's become of France, because I know if you look back just a few decades ago, things were completely different. And that to this day is still the dream destination of the more naive types who think that France and Paris is what it was previously. But that is simply just not the case. It is a filthy, decaying city.
Listen, I've talked to contractors who've been in all the agencies. They've been all the world. They say France, especially Paris, is one of the worst places they've been in the world. I mean, they said it is literally an Islamic capital. And then you literally see the French women kidnapped, being sold as sex slaves, just like the grooming in the UK. And the police are a bunch of cowards and go along with it. This is the leftist takeover. Stay there, Dan Lyman. We'll come back and ask you where all this is going.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. I'm losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. And it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
Be sure and check out EuropeWars.com. It's a totally different website focused on the globalist takedown of Europe and the UK and how to fight back against it. Dan Lyman's with us for another segment. Then I'm going to get back into the incredible, I mean, just over-the-top news of what scientists warned in Europe last year these vaccines would do, and that would be attack all the protein in your body and kill you. And now it's happening. Winston Churchill said there are times, paraphrasing him, when history runs over you. And most people get run over by a big event. They just kind of dust themselves off and forget it happened. But there are those that decide to actually be part of history and not just let it run them over. And we are in one of those periods of history right now. Every generation has wars, their own crises. But they say every two or three generations there's a really big event. And this is modern warfare. This is globalist economic takeover by the technocrats, by the big banks. Using immigrant populations they've already exploited in the third world, using the COVID lockdown to vertically integrate wealth and power. And they're just getting started. They admit they're just getting started. And it's critical to expose the fact that it's officially the UN running the invasion of the Islamists and others. It's essential that we expose that. It's essential to expose that the Great Reset, the COVID system, is used for control because the globalists are so arrogant, damn, they brag about it. Can you speak to why they're so arrogant and how we put pressure on them to stop? Because they're just committing incredible crimes out in the open. I mean, it is George Soros and the UN running the open borders and doing this?
We exposed a couple of years ago, you probably recall, that many of the migrants that are entering into Europe, especially those that were coming up through the Balkans, were doing so with prepaid debit cards that were loaded on with MasterCard logos. They had UN logos on them, UNHCR. And eventually, because of that report, it would turn into a really big international story. And Hungary was able to pressure the EU into admitting that they were spending tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars in loading these cards to basically fund the trip for all these people coming in. And it also, we uncovered shortly before that, a year or two before, Soros announced exactly this article on the screen here, that Soros and MasterCard were partnering up to basically fund the migrant invasion. And of course, we're seeing the same thing now coming up through the southern border of the United States. Many of them are being found to either be carrying...
It's the main guy that ran the Syrian invasion of the Balkans you just mentioned. He's gotten billions, broken up at $530 million here, $200 million there. It's already $1 billion, and this one guy runs the whole thing. The same guy that ran the collapse of the European border.
Right, exactly. And of course, you know, InfoWars has been down at the southern border of the United States recently. Owen did all that great reporting there. And you have migrants that are getting on planes with envelopes full of cash. And you have to ask yourself, where is that cash coming from? Who is it being channeled through? And of course, we could probably look to what has gone on in Europe to see a lot of the same players.
Sure, and Nigel Farage tries to oppose it. Some of the Republicans oppose it. Trump did. But where are the conservatives in Europe and the U.S.? This is all illegal. This is human smuggling. This is destroyed. Why are they still backing it?
No, absolutely. And you know what we've seen though is that the EU and these dictators here in Europe are so powerful. You had Matteo Salvini, by a miracle, ended up, you know, at the very top of the Italian government, and they managed to be rid of him quickly. They flushed him out. And you also had Strache in Austria was doing a great job there. They flushed him out with a fake scandal. Le Pen probably should have won the last election.
And stole the election from Trump. Absolutely. Only guy hanging on is Bolsonaro.
Yeah, incredibly. And, of course, they are out to get him 24-7. And, you know, even some of the heroes that we have had in Europe that have done a great job on the immigration situation, such as Viktor Orban in Hungary, have proven to be totally bowing down to the globalist agenda when it comes to COVID. He's locked the whole country down and basically said we're not reopening until we hit so and so many vaccinations and everyone needs to be vaccinated. Poland has been disappointing in their handling of COVID as well, locking down the whole country. So there are very few people that are standing up for Europeans, but I think that we're starting to see a shift. The unfortunate thing is that no matter how it plays out, it's probably going to be what these generals warned about, because the globalists, not only are they not going to allow it to happen without a fight, but they also have their military wings on the ground already being incredibly violent, and they will obviously ratchet that up.
Well, that was my question I should have asked up front. With generals finally bucking this and the French really pissed, even liberal political pundits saying this is too much, life is unlivable, why won't the system back off? I mean,
Your guess is as good as mine, but I feel like they're probably so deep in this now, especially with the progress that they've essentially made in the last year and a half, that they probably don't want to lose any ground. They did lose a little bit of ground, of course, just because of what Trump was able to accomplish in the U.S. and Brexit and some of these populist nationalist victories in Europe. They did lose some ground, and I think that they probably brought in the entire COVID situation earlier than planned in order to regain some of their lost footing, and I don't think that they plan to give any of that up now.
Well, that's right. As messy as all this looks, this is war, so they think they can clean it up later after they've already conquered Europe, because you conquer people, as the UN says, with migrant populations and with viruses. They got documents 12 years ago, 13 years ago, Lou Dobbs did, that actually stated all this. In closing, Dan Lyman from EuropeWars.com, what an important site to visit daily, what an important site for everybody to share. Where do you see this going with the French and now with these generals going public? It took a lot of courage for them. I know Macron's talking about punishing them.
He's talking about punishing the ones that he can punish, technically, the active duty, which there are only a few dozen of them. I have seen some reports that the 1,000 or so soldiers that signed on has bloomed to 7,000. I do need to verify that, of course, but I have seen that that number is growing. And I would imagine the tide has to be turning in France, because if the generals realize and the military realize their back is against the wall and they're willing to take this very dramatic step and put themselves out there and their necks on the line, then I would imagine the people are feeling the same as well, and that's borne out in the polling, of course. And so the situation in France has become so untenable. The only problem is, in what these generals said is correct, I do fear that whatever the solution is, if they do work to take their country back, if for any reason Le Pen is able to have some success in the coming election, I do feel that it will be a dangerous and volatile and potentially deadly situation in France in the coming months and years.
I don't want to see another French Revolution, but they're begging for another storming of the Bastille. I mean, they're already letting a communist revolution happen. And so, I mean, I'm telling you, the establishment is really playing with fire over there.
Absolutely. The coup has already happened. The globalists have effected that coup. Anything beyond this now in retaliation would be considered a counter coup, in my opinion. And if you do recall, Macron had to be evacuated at least once from his residence during the Yellow Vest protests, because they did come up to the gates and they did pose a genuine threat to the property.
And all
there.
It's going
to
take is the police shooting people and a real revolution is going to start. And so, and they try to claim the Capitol was on purpose or this or that. No, it's the system pushing conflict. They're the ones that already started it. I don't want this to explode, but they're starting a fight.
Yeah, we don't want to see any violence at all. I mean, that's just terrible. But I think at this point, the globalists have invited so much violence that is occurring on a daily basis in France now that the blood's on their hands.
Absolutely. And the more they squeeze, the more they put carbon taxes in starving people. What do they expect? It's just. It's what tyrants do over and over again. It's their psychotic nature. EuropeWars.com. EuropeWars.com. Dan Lyman, great job. You follow your reporting daily at EuropeWars.com.
Cheers. Thanks for having me.
All right. When we come back, still got 2.5 hours coming up. I'm going to host a little bit with Tom Papert coming up, but we've got the rest of this hour left.
When listeners call into the show and thank me for all I've done, I always stop them and I say, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for keeping InfoWars on the air. Thank you for praying for us. And thank you for spreading the word. If all of you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a privacy pocket for your iPhone or Droid, It will teach you and others that these things are surveilling you. It will remind you every day like it does me and my family, and it will protect where you go and what you do. Not because you've done something wrong, but because the big telecoms, big tech, and the globalists are predatory and are evil. And in this surveillance state, we need to more and more start doing everything we can to mitigate the criminal activity they're involved in. These are the highest quality, highest ratings. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com in four different colors, and they are only $19.95. The exact same pocket is sold for $24.95 or even $29.95 everywhere. They're available right now for $19.95, and they fund the InfoWar. Please take action today. Protect your privacy and fund the InfoWar.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Tuned in to the program that tyrants, pedophiles, globalists, communists, New World Order types absolutely hate, because we do our research and we draw millions and millions of people of every race, color, and creed that want freedom and want to be aware of what's really going on, and we document what we say here. And we've proven track record of being accurate, and they know we have that credibility, and so we wear it like a badge of honor that we are so lied about and vilified by enemies of free humanity. You know, a lot of these stacks I've got here, I'm going to start getting to right now, but some of this, there's so much research here, I'll continue on tomorrow, but I'm going to do my best run at this now and then cover some more of it next hour with Tom Papert joining me, and then he will segue off and host the rest of the transmission. Owen Schroyer
normally hosts Sunday Live, 6 to 8 p.m. run after my 4 to 6 p.m. transmission, is taking a few days of rest, well-deserved, off. And Tom Papert will be hosting the War Room tomorrow, 3 p.m. Central, as well. Don't forget Harrison Smith doing a splendid job weekday mornings, 8 a.m. with American Journal. Find all the videos, all the live feeds, and the rest of it at band.video at infowars.com/show. Okay, so let me redirect you back to where we were at the start of the show. And this is so upsetting to me. All of this is so upsetting that it's not like I want to give up. It's the opposite of that feeling. It's like I want to go for like a month to the mountains by myself and decide what I'm going to do. Because I'm not threatening violence. I'm not even implying that. I'm just saying we're being assaulted. We're under military attack. And we have to decide what are we going to do about this. Legally, lawfully, and everybody listening, here's the deal. They did two rounds of anthrax experimental shots during the first Gulf War and then again in 2001. And even mainline news and then Congress estimates 34,000 servicemen and women died in an experimental vaccine that the Pentagon just decided to give people. Now, I'm not a biologist, but I am quite a voracious reader of biology. I always knew that scientists believe anthrax may be the oldest life form on Earth. I always knew they thought if there is life on Mars that could live there still, it'd be anthrax. They've dug up 10,000-year-old anthrax that's still alive. You can't kill anthrax. You can't radiate it. You can't cut it up with a micro knife. All you can do is burn it at about 1,000 degrees, and if you totally desiccate it, then it's dead. Now, I was on air when the second round of shots came around, and I had medical doctors and scientists on and whistleblowers at congressional hearings, and I watched Marine Corps captains and Army privates and, corporals in the, you name it, die after they had the shots. The French, none of them got sick because they didn't take the anthrax shot, because they'd done anthrax shots in Indochina. Back in the 50s and had a big problem with them. Because you can't attenuate, you can't radiate anthrax and then have a dead anthrax spore, it's like a plant, and then have your body not still get sick from it. They were getting anthrax. They get rot holes in their lungs and rot holes in their body. Some of the troops actually got anthrax, bloody spots all over their bodies. And the anthrax is tough. It's close to a zombie as you're going to get. And so that was a beta test to kill 34,000 U.S. troops, Marines, and sailors. And they did it. And it came out they did it. And, there's the Senate, the Department of Veterans Affairs on it. And they had findings that they shouldn't have given an experimental vaccine and that they wouldn't do it again. And that's why now they go, we can force the military to take approved vaccines because you waive a lot of your rights to sign up with the military, but you can't make them take an experimental vaccine. Even Senator Jay Rockefeller's committee found that in hearings, of all people. So here we are in 2021, and they've got way more experimental mRNA. You've got all these top scientists saying it's going to cause problems. You've got these vaccines banned all over the world because they're killing so many people, but none of them are banned here, baby. Woohoo! No, they got more coming down. Gates has just got approved. A really sneaky mRNA. And they won't even tell you fully what's in them. They just tell you, this will attack the spike protein of the virus. And then people go, the spike protein of the virus is one of the most common proteins in the body. Riddle me this, Batman. You do that, it's going to cause the body to attack itself. We're going to have a lot of heart attacks and a lot of strokes. And that's right away. Then we're going to have cancer. See this? 40-something pages long. It's got over 50 exhibits in it. Top scientists from Pfizer and the EU went public in December and say it's going to cause heart attacks, strokes, and women are going to have all sorts of problems in their uteruses because it turns out the uterus lining protein is exactly the same as the virus. It's just a fast-growing protein. Dr. McCampshot, please. Petition for administrative regulatory action regarding confirmation of efficacy and points and use of data in connection with the following clinical trials. And then it goes in to the Pfizer vaccine. And now what's happening? Here is salk.edu. The Salk Research Lab is the most respected vaccine development lab in the world. Named after Salk, who created the polio vaccine and gave people cancer viruses on purpose. And it says the novel coronavirus spike protein plays an additional key role in illness. There's all these articles already out going, gee, they're now admitting that it's the protein of the virus that's actually hurting people. And then when your body has an autoimmune response to that protein, it's going to attack the heart, the brain, the cardiovascular system, the uterus, the testicles. And it's a very dry article. It just says that the protein is already associated with that. Well, your body then learns to attack that protein, attack itself. That's just one facet, I'm told, of a whole bunch of serious problems. But see, they're not problems. Like you start a chainsaw up and you cut a tree down, it's like, man, that chainsaw's got a problem. No, it's designed to do that. Or I walk up and shoot you in the face with a 12-gauge shotgun and blow your head off. My shotgun doesn't have a problem. It's working quite well. So let me come back and hit all the stuff I haven't gotten to yet, but let me show TV viewers and radio listeners something right now. We had Dr. Francis Boyle, who is an international war crimes lawyer and expert on all this and wrote the U.S. biological weapons law, who's been totally vindicated 14 months later with all his predictions. He was on yesterday, and we reposted it in the live show feed of the show. We put the live show feed up, please, with the headline, Sunday emergency broadcast, scientists across the world confirm COVID vaccines are deadly bioweapons. Let's scroll down. Keep scrolling, please. And right under the live show feed, we have his notice to doctors and others about them trying to force the vaccine on you, which you're now announcing. Notice by authority of the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation, I do hereby exercise my right to refuse to submit or to administer the use of COVID-19 vaccine. The United States government has prosecuted, convicted, and executed medical doctors who have violated the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation. Aiders and abettors of Nuremberg crimes are equally guilty and have also been prosecuted, convicted, and executed. By the way, he used to be the former UN head prosecutor of war crimes. He tried Slobodan Milosevic. Okay, he's not a lightweight. Trained under Henry Kissinger. That's what he says. We also posted the entire Nuremberg Code, 1947, for you underneath that. That's what you get. That's what you share. That's what this is. But they think you're so stupid, they're going to... You hear Bill Gates say there's too many people all day. He's creating, you know, all these GMO mosquitoes, you name it. This is their attack, folks. We already let them kill 34,000 U.S. troops and got away with it. Then they got to maim millions and millions of kids with autism for the shots. And you didn't do anything. So they go, okay, those beta tests work. Kill hundreds of millions. Hell, kill billions. The attack is now live. Stay with us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I recently ran an ad where we played a cavalry bugle call in the background, and I made the point that, hey, the cavalry is here, but it's really true. Listeners are incredible, and when we're able to keep these great products in stock, we were able to fund ourselves last year and actually dig ourselves somewhat out of a hole that we've been in because I expanded so much for the 2020 election. But thanks to you, we're still on air. But now, because of the shutdown in production and because of slowdowns with the whole COVID lockdowns of the supply chain, a lot of our best-selling products have not been available for months and months and months. Some for 6 months. Some have been discontinued. But the cavalry is here now in our funding, because a lot of these products are finally coming back in. Prostaguard, Vasobeats, Alpha Power, and of course Bodies Ultimate Tumor Formula are all in our top 10 bestsellers. Our second best seller is Bodies Ultimate Tumor Formula, 95% humanoids. It is back in stock right now, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So really, you are the cavalry when you order these products at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
From the front lines of the information war.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I want to be clear, and I keep harping on this. We've had the former head of Rockefeller Hospital go public a year ago and lay all this out before it even happened. Had the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law and great contributor to the U.N. World Law on saying all this 14 months ago, and again yesterday with me. We had Yidan, the former head scientist at Pfizer, just retired a few years ago, go public and say this is mass murder, this is pure evil, it's going to attack the protein in your body. This is madness. And all these other medical doctors and scientists coming out saying this, and I couldn't believe it was even that bad. I thought they were being a little bit alarmist. But it's all really happening. And now the mounting death and the heart attacks and the strokes and the blood clots. And the way they do it is they'll go, there were six women got sick nationwide with blood clots from a vaccine. And they go, well, actually, we had to shut down a Houston area Dick's Sporting Goods because we vaccinated a couple hundred people and 30 of them went to the hospital. One lady died. Down the street, another person died. And if you actually go to the adverse reactions page, almost 4,000 Americans have died from the vaccine, the CDC admits. And remember, between 1 in 10 and 1 in 100, they're not sure, end up getting reported. Because if you're Hank Aaron or you're Marvelous Marvin Hagler or you're the rapper that took the shot and died a day later of a heart attack, they just go, well, we don't know if the vaccine did it.
It's like being hit by a bus, and they say, well, we don't know if that's what did it. But the first 2 months of this year at VAERS, that's the adverse reaction site, they reported more than the whole past year of death. Oh, and remember, roughly the same number of people died in 2020 as died in 2019. And remember, no flu cases. So it was all a fraud. It was all a PCR test. But now you're going to see big death. And that's the big news that broke on Friday. Mainstream news reporting 60% of the people now in the hospitals with COVID, those are the bad cases, were vaccinated in the last month. They're not there from COVID. They're there from the vaccine, but they're testing positive. Oh, you've got COVID. Oh, it wasn't the shot. No, no, no. The vaccine doesn't work. So it either doesn't work or the vaccine caused it. But of course the vaccine caused it. But now what they're doing is when you've had the vaccine is they are turning the PCR test down even lower than they normally would. They normally did it 40 cycles or higher to get false positives. Now they're going below 29 to get negatives. It's all a computer scam. Think Theranos, not Thanos from Marvel Comics. Think Theranos. Theranos. Bill Gates front lady, billions of dollars. They got a little scanner, a PCR test, tells you if you have cancer, tells you if you got all these things. It's a fraud. They got billions and billions before doctors went, this isn't real. Of people going in and having surgeries, according to what this said. See, they do whatever they want. Now they tell you, oh, your uterus has got a bunch of tumors. After the shot, you're bleeding. You're 80 years old. Don't worry. You don't have cancer. Because we're not calling what COVID grows in your ovaries or in your uterus cancer. It's all sick. PR agencies and big tech now are your doctors. Bill Gates is your doctor. Sleepy Joe's your doctor. And they're going to put in you whatever they want. And then people say, well, what's in it? And they go, oh, sorry, proprietary, it's secret. But just what they admit these vaccines do teaches your body to attack a protein. Not a virus, not a bacteria, a protein that's in your body. And what do the top scientists say? They said it'll attack your whole body. We're going to see heart attacks, everything. Because what happens when you have an autoimmune response, an allergic response, a bee stings you, your throat swells up. What happens when it's designed to attack your heart? Your heart swells up, the arteries close. It's called a heart attack. It's called a heart attack. And I've got stacks of articles here of old people, young people, women, children having heart attacks and dying. Here's one. 15-year-old boy dies of heart attack 2 days after taking Pfizer vaccine, had no history of allergic reactions, and his parents put it in the VAERS report. Most people don't even know to go to the adverse event reporting system. But remember what the law says. Trying to make someone take an experimental treatment violates the Nuremberg Code. Since when did we allow this? We have been totally and completely stampeded. And it gets worse. Look at this. Report, nation's second largest teachers union influenced CDC on school reopening guidelines, delayed return to classes. But it's more than that. They were political. They don't want things ever opening again. These are monsters. Pentagon's canceled Rolling Thunder says the 30-plus year veterans pro-military group not welcome in the Biden administration. Well, they're domestic terrorists. You better learn what the Great Reset is. I'll cover it next hour. I'm going to get into the economics of it. What do all the charts show? I'm going to show you. Food prices are going to go up 76% in the next 6 months. How do I know? That's the Bloomberg Global Agri Index is dead on around the world on food prices at where they're being grown, and delivery prices are already set at 76% higher on average globally. That is going to cause massive world civil unrest. And the UN is going to be there to direct those third world populations at our borders. It's going to be spectacular. And they're breaking the European and U.S. borders now. Also, we have Cyber Polygon, the economic plan to implode things, also by John Hopkins. It's all coming together. And then we've got another big index over here called the Cobra Index. or the Cobra effect. And again, once you get superinflation coming and they don't control it, it looks like a Cobra head when it pops up. And it's the same thing with food prices or Cobra heading. Same thing with overall indexes on inflation, the same Cobra head. And it's a huge King Cobra, biggest they've ever seen. It's just now surging into the Cobra head. And so Katie barred the door on that one. Now, that's why they want another reset, another lockdown, because if they're going to inflate and give themselves trillions, they get it. They get yachts. They get gold toilets. They get, you know, giant palatial mansions while you go bankrupt. Then that will keep inflation from happening if you don't get any of the money. So look for them to stall the economy again to try to stop that hyperinflation getting to the general public. But it's already happening. Big articles are here about Costco. Big article on InfoWars.com has shrunk the amount of food and other materials in all their packages, and they just give you more air. So that old-fashioned scam is not just happening at Costco, but there's a big article about it at Costco. But Costco's owned by a big liberal globalist, so, of course, it's one of the worst. Remember, the more loving they are, the more savage they are. The more anti-racism they are, the more pro-racism they are. Everything they say, it's inverse. It's always the opposite. We're going to go to break, come back. Also, Mitt Romney got beautifully booed. We've got nullification, taking our cities and counties back is the way. The left takes over cities and ignores constitutional law. We take the cities over and ignore their garbage. And if they've already got the big cities, we move to small towns, and we basically maintain control, because this is going to be a long, hard fight. All right. Sunday Live is usually Owen's show. Tom Papert's hosting. I'm going to co-host with him. That is coming up. A lot of stations carry it. Some stations don't. Just go to InfoWars.com/show or band.video, you'll see Sunday Live continuing on all the streams, at least it's supposed to be on all the network streams. So that's coming up with the great Tom Papert, and I'll get into the economy and so much more of all of this for you. They're also trying to pass a law in Canada to ban free speech, put the government over everybody's post. It's very, very serious. Separately, talk about immune system. Talk about good for your joints and good for detoxifying yourself. Turmeric is amazing. We have the ultimate turmeric formula, 95% curcuminoid, been sold out for almost 6 months. Because of the supply chain breakdowns, we got a very limited shipment. I still did 50% off. That's just how I do it. But I'm going to go back to regular price starting Tuesday, because it'll be months and months till we get more of Body's ultimate turmeric formula back in. If you want it, I'm going to get that order in now. Also, our great super powerful sleep aids, 5 milligrams of melatonin, so much more, Down and Out, and, of course, Rocket Rest is the powdered form. They're both extremely strong. Too strong for some of you. We got Knockout. It's still a great formula as well. But they're all 40% off, but are selling out. I'm going to keep them at that till they sell out, because I want their new products. I want people to experience how amazing they are, even though it's going to be a long time before we get more of that in, months and months. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Get some T-shirts, get some books, get some films. In-game Blueprint for Global Enslavement, back in print. It's available. I'm going to end the Alex Jones Show Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., and come back with Tom Papert and Sunday Live straight ahead in 2 minutes. Please join us and tell everybody you know to tune in, because this is life and death situation. Big Tech works around the clock to try to censor this, because they'll never get away with their power grab if we expose them. Evil always gets ahead at first, but gets its ass kicked in the end. Stay with us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.